Righty. Well, we have about 30 or so participants on the line, so we're going to go ahead and kick off the Act Early Ambassador request for applications for the 2019-2020 cohort informational call here. And this is Abby Alberico from AUCD speaking. I'm the senior public health program manager on the team here, and I work on Act Early projects. So before we go through the RFA here, I'm going to hand it over to Adrian Griffin, who is the senior senior director for public health and leadership at AUCD, and then the CDC Learn the Signs Act Early team.
Well, thanks, Abby, and welcome, everybody. This is Adrian Griffin. I'm on the public health team here with Abby Alberico. I'm really very excited to welcome you to today's call. You'll learn throughout the call a little bit about what we're looking for service as an Act Early ambassador. And what I wanted to do was really just to welcome you and give you a quick overview of how this connects with AUCD and our overall mission. So AUCD is the Association of University Centers on Disabilities, and we have a history in working with developmental disabilities and intellectual disabilities, although over time we've expanded to be really a cross-disability organization. In part of our public health portfolio, we currently support the Learn the Signs Act Early campaign and the Act Early Network. As part of that, the Act Early ambassadors are really a huge part of it, actually. Ambassadors serve as either a state or a territorial liaison to CDC's Learn the Signs Act Early program. And really, a lot of the ambassadors tend to either know part of our network or be part of our network. So we're really very thrilled to have this as part of our public health programming. This is also very connected to our new National Center on Disability and Public Health. One of our core key areas is developmental monitoring and screening, and so we really see that work going hand in hand with the support of the Act Early Network and especially the Ambassador Program. So again, welcome to today's call. We look forward to sharing a little bit more about the RFA and then opening it up to questions. But before I pass it back to Abby, I wanted to pass it off to colleagues at CDC. Katie Green, I think you're up first.
That's right. Thank you, Adrienne. This is Katie Green with CDC. I'm a health communications specialist, and I've been with Learn the Signs Act Early for quite a few years now, since 2007. And I am the primary technical monitor and point of contact on CDC's end for the Act Early Ambassador Program. The Act Early Ambassador Program is a huge component of our Learn the Signs Act Early program, but not the only component. But one that we certainly value a great deal and has gotten quite a lot of recognition across the entire agency. In fact, we won an award, a CDC Honor Award a couple of years ago for domestic program delivery for the Act Early Ambassador Program. And I think what really stood out about this program is all of the wonderful ambassadors and all of the commitment and the passion that our ambassadors have to really make things happen with just a little bit of support and even less money. So when we're looking for ambassadors, we're looking for folks who are really passionate and committed to early identification of children with developmental delays and disabilities, and really focusing in on engaging parents and empowering parents to be great advocates for their children. And so that is the focus of Learn the Signs Act Early. Hopefully, if you're on this call and you're interested in applying, that you're quite familiar with Learn the Signs Act Early, and maybe you've been involved with some activities already in your state. But to give you a little bit of background, our focus really is on parent engagement and education to help them understand, learn the signs, if you will, of typical development, which we refer to as developmental milestones, and of course to act early if there's ever a concern. And we know that there's great value not only in acting early when there's a concern, but also being familiar with your child's developmental milestones and understanding what to expect, what is developmentally appropriate at different ages, and what are some things to be talking about with the doctor. We know that developmental screening is recommended by the AAP and supported by CDC, but a lot of kids unfortunately miss out on developmental screening. This parent-engaged developmental monitoring is not a replacement for screening. And thankfully, there's a lot of great initiatives out there by HRSA and other folks to support and improve screening practices. But the focus of this opportunity is really on parent-engaged developmental monitoring using our Learn the Signs Act Early resources, which are parent-friendly, research-based, and can prompt screening in between the recommended ages or when there's a potential concern. So we see it certainly as a package deal that screening and surveillance or monitoring, it's often called surveillance in a healthcare provider setting, is both recommended together. And Learn the Signs Act really brings that parent-engaged developmental monitoring piece. And the way that we work across the country, our partnership leads, Julia Abercrombie and Camille Smith, work really hard to identify opportunities to integrate developmental monitoring using Learn the Signs Act really with parents in lots of different settings and programs that serve families with young children across the country. And so what our ambassadors do is take those efforts and look for the specific opportunities within their state to do the very same thing. So we may have calls and meetings with groups like Home Visiting and WIC and Early Head Start at a national or federal level, and perhaps be aware of guidance that they are putting out. And we share that information with our ambassadors, who can then approach leadership within their own state or territory and figure out how Learn the Signs Act really can help support their initiatives and be integrated in the services that they provide at the state and local level. So it's a very big job. It's a very important job. And like I said, there's not a whole lot of funding that goes along with this opportunity, as you know, but there is quite a lot of support. And we really do consider our Act Early ambassadors VIPs. We like to joke about that, but it's true. And we'd like to support you any way that we can. So we want to thank you from all of CDC on behalf of my team lead, Becky Wolf, and other leadership here for your interest in the ambassador program and your interest in applying. So I'll be on the line for the rest of the call in case you have any specific questions for me. I'd be glad to take them up. Thanks, Abby.
Okay, great. Thanks so much, Adrian and Katie, for providing an overview of the AUCD-CDC Cooperative Agreement and the Learn the Signs Act Early program purpose and objectives. So just to, you know, give you guys an overview of what we're going to be reviewing today, we are going to be reviewing the ACT Early Ambassador Program overview, a little bit more about the specifics of the program and how it runs here at AUCD, qualifications for an ACT Early Ambassadorship, responsibilities of the ACT Early Ambassador, a bit on the application procedure, and then at the end, we're going to open the call up. I'm going to unmute all of the participants, and you guys, you know, can ask us all questions that you have about the program and the application and any of the due dates there. So, and just to let everyone know, this call is being recorded, so we will put the recording up on the AUCD Ambassador website, and then also send that out on the listserv. So, really important to note here, hopefully everyone saw this in the RFA that went out on several different listservs here at AUCD and the CDC. Applicants for the 2019-2020 cohort, applicants from the following states and territories are eligible to apply for 42 available ambassadorships. So there are 42 available ambassador positions open from the following states that I'm going to read off now. So those states who are eligible to apply are Alabama, American Samoa, Arizona, California, Colorado, Connecticut, District of Columbia, Federated States of Micronesia, Georgia, Guam, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Maine, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, Northern Mariana Islands, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Republic of the Marshall Islands, Republic of Palau, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Virgin Islands, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington State, West Virginia, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. So that was a mouthful there, but we just wanted to be clear on that. So you'll notice that there are 12 states there where we already have ambassadors who are going to be continuing until 2020. So that's why those 12 states, we aren't taking ambassadors from those 12 states that weren't listed. Okay, and then just a note here, too, ambassadors, may be selected from states listed with a population greater than 10 million, and these states are California, Illinois, New York, Ohio, and Texas. Okay, just some important dates here. So the application that's on the last couple of pages of the RFA, so the application is due January 18th, 2019. All of the ambassadors, or everyone who applied, whether you are receiving an ambassadorship, or not for this cohort, everyone is going to be notified by March 1st, 2019. And then the mandatory ACT Early Ambassador training at the CDC in Atlanta, Georgia, is going to be on April 30th and May 1st, 2019. And AUCD does cover all of those travel costs. Okay, so quickly about the ambassador program here. So again, the CDC, National Center on Birth Defects and Developmental Disabilities, and AUCD, with support from Health Resources and Services Administration, Maternal Child Health Bureau, have announced this funding opportunity for ACT Early ambassadors to work with the CDC's Learn the Signs ACT Early program. And really, what we're looking for the ambassadors to do is promote the adoption and integration of Learn the Signs ACT Early materials and resources to support developmental monitoring, like Katie said, and systems that serve young children and their families, to really serve as a state or territorial representative of the CDC's National Learn the Signs ACT Early program, and supporting the work of the ACT Early state teams and other state or territorial initiatives to improve early identification. So just to go over some of the qualifications, it is pretty important for this leadership opportunity to identify individuals who share the Learn the Signs ACT Early commitment to improving systems and outcomes related to identifying young children with developmental disability and delay. So it is really important for all of the criteria that's in the RFA to be met and the responsibilities to be fulfilled. And we just wanted everyone to know that those who had previously served as ACT Early ambassadors are eligible to reapply, and awards will be made on an objective review of all applicants that includes standardized scoring, past participation only for returning ambassadors, and the application process. We always have two independent reviewers, someone from AUCD that works on the program, and obviously someone on the CDC Learn the Signs ACT Early team to review applications, and then we have a group discussion. Just a little bit of information about the scoring process there. Okay, so to be considered for the program, the applicant must reside or physically work in the state or territory they wish to represent as an ambassador. So if you are applying to be an ambassador in Ohio, you have to live and physically work in Ohio. Okay, so the applicant also needs to be connected to or familiar with state, territory, and tribal programs that serve young children and their families, such as child care, WIC, early Head Start home visiting, etc. Be involved in or familiar with any cross-system efforts to improve developmental monitoring and screening and early identification. It's really important for the applicant to have knowledge and expertise in early child development and systems that support families with young children. Have good presentation and communication skills. And next here, I'm going to move on to the responsibilities of the ACT Early Ambassador. So ambassadors are strongly encouraged to apply individual creativity and expertise towards meeting their state's or territory's unique challenges related to early identification. So it would be good for you all to research the needs in your state. Successful ambassadors are highly resourceful and seek strategic connections. So really what the ambassadors, once you're in the program, what you're required to do is focus efforts on increasing developmental monitoring through the promotion and sustained integration of Learn the Signs ACT Early materials into statewide systems and other programs that serve families with young children. And we listed a couple before, and they're on the RFA. So again, systems and programs like Head Start, Early Head Start, WIC, Home Visiting, Part C, Child Find, in addition to healthcare workers like pediatricians and also early educators. So really, we ask that the ambassador, you know, can make a 2-year commitment to this program. So this cohort is going to start on March 1st, 2019, and then it's going to go through February 28th, 2021. Also, there is a mandatory training again. It's a 2-day training where everyone will fly in to the CDC in Atlanta. And that is going to be, again, on April 30th and May 1st, 2019. And then really what we will, once the ambassador is in the program, we ask that the ambassador maintains and implements and does a little bit of evaluation on a work plan, a state work plan that really includes at least 2 goals. To increase developmental monitoring and improve early identification in your state, and at least 1 goal must advance the adoption and sustained integration of developmental monitoring using Learn the Signs ACT Early and 1 statewide system program. And it is also mandatory that all ambassadors participate in a 90-minute ambassador call with AUCD and the CDC with all the other ambassadors every other month. So those calls are every other month, and we try to do some polling to see when everyone is available and pick the most popular time so everyone can make the calls. And also another requirement is to prepare an annual report of your ambassador activities. And we just want everyone to really be aware that the ACT Early responsibilities typically require about 6 to 10 hours per month. So it's a general estimation of the time there per month. And then lastly, we really wanted everyone to know that you will be receiving some support from AUCD, and really just to recap this, it's you will be receiving 4,000 a $4,000 annual stipend plus travel expenses to Atlanta, Georgia for the annual ambassador training. So that training is annual. Obviously, the date for 2020 will be announced next year, but, you know, all of your travel expenses will be taken care of and paid for by AUCD for those trainings. And... So we just want to make sure that everyone really, you know, reviews the application procedure pretty closely, starting on page 5 there. So to be considered eligible, applicants are required to complete and submit all sections of the application form and include all required attachments. Please be aware that applications received after the deadline, so after January 18th, will not be considered. And what you're going to do is submit the application form and attachments, all please compiled into one file by email, you know, by close of business on January 18th to Danielle Weber. So Danielle Weber is the program manager on the public health team here at AUCD who manages the ACT Early Ambassador program. So if you have any questions about the program or the RFA or the application, please reach out to Danielle. Her email is in the RFA, and it's also on the staff webpage on the AUCD website. Okay, so I am going to go ahead and unmute all of the participants so you can ask any questions that you have. Okay, so everyone has the ability to speak up now and ask us any questions. We know that was a mouthful there. It's a lot of information.
Hi, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
For the fiscal agent, can it be a nonprofit, or what are the guidelines for this fiscal agent that receives the funds?
Abby, this is Adrienne. I can take that one unless you want to jump on it.
You can go ahead and take this one.
All right. So in terms of the fiscal agent, we just need to make sure that it is an entity within the state or territory that you would be applying for as the ACT Early Ambassador. We also would want to make sure that it is either affiliated with a group that provides this kind of developmental monitoring or screening. We want to see an affiliation with this subject matter. Sometimes we'll also have the stipend for the ambassadors flow through a larger system, either a healthcare system or a university system. We can be very flexible, but we just need to make sure that it's in this state or territory you would be representing and that there would be a clear affiliation as to why.
Okay, great, because I'm self-employed with our Birth to Three program, but I'm affiliated with several other entities that could possibly serve as that, and I just wasn't clear.
Sure.
Okay, thank you so much.
Sure.
That's a good question. We get that one every 2 years, so that's good for everyone to be clear. Any other questions from the group? Maybe we'll just give it another minute here in case anyone is thinking of a question. Alrighty, well, I don't see anyone speaking up here on the meeting one call line end. So, Adrian and Katie and Carnesha, did you guys have anything else you wanted to add before we wrap up here?
So this is Adrian, I guess, just piggybacking off of that last question around the stipend and the entity. You know, this is essentially it's a subaward, essentially, of our overall AUCD-CDC cooperative agreement. So that actually really is an important question, and I just wanted to underscore that as being really important because it is essentially a subaward from our federal cooperative agreement. So we will, throughout the ambassador program, ask for different things like updates to the report, updates to your work plan, and we keep all track of all of that because it is a subaward from our cooperative agreement, and we want to be good stewards of those dollars, and that does extend to the entities that would house and host your stipends as ambassadors. So that question brought all of that to mind, so I just wanted to share that with the group as well. So thanks, Abby.
I have one other question about the stipend. I work for a state agency, and it's a whole bunch of mess to try to get a contract, and we would have to contract for that $4,000 to be allowed to have that money, and so they never want to do that. Is there a way that we could give the stipend to a partner agency?
So this is Adrian from AUCD. Yes, there can be a way to do that and collaborate with partners, and so that's something else that we could work out should you be selected.
Great. Thank you.
Sure. Did anyone else have anything? I just want to check one more time before we go because I actually saw some blinking lights here that maybe someone was going to get ready to say something from some external numbers. All right, well, going once, going twice. Do we have someone? Nope. Okay, well, if you have any other questions, then just go ahead and email Danielle Weber or me, Abby Alberico, or Adrian Griffin. And the CDC's contact information is in the RFA too, so Katie and Carnesha's email is in there, and you know, we would just encourage you guys to visit the CDC Learn the Signs Act Early website to review all of the materials that they have for developmental monitoring, because those are, you know, what we like to see in the work plan and in the goals to, you know, integrate into systems that serve young children and their families. So we will record this, and we're going to type up all of the questions that you guys had and put together an addendum and send that out on the listserv, the same exact listserv that we sent it out on before, and then we will put it up on the AUCD webpage. So thanks, everyone, for attending.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Abby.
Bye.